Yep.
Yeah.
Take off Bluetooth.
Bad. Oh yeah, I left the thing in my car. All right.
Hey guys, welcome back to Speaking Millennial. I'm Bill Spadia here with our producer Jessica Nutt and my co-host Jay Black and two special guests, Chip Chantry and Tom Cotter. Are you kidding me?
This is a great lineup.
This much comedy in one room.
In a basement, yeah. Nonetheless.
So we had a little issue with the first podcast, Speaking Millennial.
Recap
where, that. Well, someone cursed.
Someone in this room.
Someone in this room that was on the first podcast. And it was not me.
And shockingly, not me. If you were taking bets, it probably would have been me, but it wasn't.
Through a process of elimination.
I just want to apologize for my language.
Well, here's what happened.
I was
so
rude.
So Jessica announced that she was 25 years old. Because this is a Speaking Millennial podcast, and that will put you right in, you're right in the demo.
I want to save Jessica here. I don't believe she announced 25. I said, you're 25, right? And you agreed with me.
I probably just told you I was 25 because I'm just not paying attention.
No, because I recall having a conversation in my head saying, she's not 25, but this could be the moment that Jessica has decided, I'm 25.
And I always am convinced that some girls just start lying about their age very, subtly.
That's when you start before you're born. I told people my daughter, who's 1 year old, she's actually -4. Just to get people already on the same page so you're not lying
at any
point.
Right.
Yeah. How old? She was born 4 years premature, so we had to put her in an incubator for a week. That's what I said.
Why would you lie, though? I don't get the lying.
I wasn't. I just messed up. And then he pointed out that I was in my late 20s. And just curse words started flying immediately.
So 27 is the start of your late 20s. Your mid-20s.
That was the issue. Yeah.
Is 23 to 26.
I'm
27.
27. Okay.
And I just forgot for a minute.
She forgot, but she said it so convincingly that I'm like, well, she didn't.
Two years is clearly 1 year I get. 2 years, though. That 25 to 27, that's 2 years.
To be fair, 27 is the beginning of your late 20s.
Oh,
I mean, so I'll just say it's 26 mid-20s. It's the late
think it's mid. I think it's mid.
I just think it's funny that you were thinking that I made the decision to lie about my
age. I did. That was exactly what I thought. I had a whole conversation in my head. I'm like, don't call her out because she's clearly made this decision. You got to respect that decision. And it's a podcast and anything almost goes.
Jessica, I'm curious. When you were younger, did you lie up? When you were 16, were you telling people, oh, I'm 19.
Fake ID?
Never had a fake ID.
Because I'm wondering if there was ever,
I'm kidding.
There might be a few years where you were lying up, then you actually hit that age. You were only that age for 1 year, and now you've been lying down ever since. So
I just decided I'm going to be 25 forever.
I think that's an appropriate age to be.
Tom, how come you have a soda and none of us have a drink?
Because I prepared myself. I was a Boy Scout. Be prepared. I have to
say, when
I was in my late 20s, I had a fake ID saying that I was a college ID so I could get discount ski tickets and stuff for being a college student.
Uh-huh.
So who am I to throw stones at you? We're all, we all lie.
Have you ever gone to a place that's been a stickler for ID when it comes to that? Because every time I go to Apple to buy something, my wife's a teacher, so the educational discount. They're like, do you have any proof that your wife is a teacher? And I'm like... Oh, hang on. That's my wife calling.
That's your wife.
She must have heard that I was talking to her.
You should probably answer.
I'll text her in podcast.
Just saying, it's middle of a podcast.
Middle of podcast.
Apple story. Just tell her Apple story.
And here's their response.
She'll get it.
My wife's a teacher. Do you have any ID? Well, I could have her bring it in. They go, it's all right. So it's like, so all you have to do is protest once, and that's good enough.
But things got very difficult after 9/11 in terms of ID.
Yeah. To prove that you're a teacher?
True.
To prove that you're anything. Well, I guess the whole teacher thing. Yeah, you're going to watch those teachers. You never know. Yeah. Right? Everything changed. I feel like you very rarely got carded. And then 9/11, boom, all of a sudden. People turn the credit card over. And they want to sign it. And I don't sign my credit cards.
I've never had that happen.
And even when you do, you're writing with a goofy gel pen on the back of a piece of plastic. That never looks like your signature anyway.
When you're signing that computer thing, I don't know about you guys, I basically just do a line and hit accept.
I mean,
I don't think I've ever signed
my
actual
signature. You do a line of cocaine and then you sign?
Yeah, I mean, I got to get buzzed.
Well, he takes the card out and cuts it up.
Cuts it up. I blow a line and then I go,
do
I really need to buy this? Yes, I do. I need to buy three of these because I am ready to go.
Do you think that falls under the explicit category?
No.
I'm just wondering at what point do we cross the line and then I can just curse?
We didn't swear.
We didn't swear. We just we gave the kids advice on how not to have regretful
buying. What about what happened on the Chasing News set yesterday? Does that count as explicit?
I don't think that was explicit. I thought that was hilarious.
I also did. I didn't hear it the first time.
So here's what happened.
Okay.
They were videoing me for Instagram. Is it Instagram?
It's an Instagram story.
It's an Instagram story.
Right?
10 seconds.
I don't know.
Video.
Check with the millennial. That's.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's like 10 seconds.
Because you're 25, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So your age minus 15. Okay. That's how long you have. You have 10 seconds. And I try to be funny in those 10 seconds when they...
Wait, what? What do you mean your age minus 15?
Well, Jessica's age minus 15.
25 minus 15.
15 is 10 seconds.
I got it. 10 seconds. I was a little slow. It's been a long day.
Okay. Yes. I'm glad I didn't do any square roots.
Yes.
Because you would have caught fire. So they had been... Was it Ariane? Is that her name?
Interesting. You spell it.
Found it out. Yeah.
Yeah. But she told me when you pronounce my name, use D's. So I say Adion.
So almost like you're rolling an R.
It's like a rolling the R.
Yeah, okay. Adion. So Adion was filming me for the Instagram thing, and I always try to be funny. And she was, Rohan, who's an attractive-looking fella, was down by my crotch area. And she goes, how do you feel having Rohan down there, or something like that? And I was like, pretty good. Rohan, are you made uncomfortable by the powerful erection that I have? And again, perfect timing as somebody walks in.
Just as someone walks in.
And the response would, like, the response really was, like, if I had taken the, I didn't have an erection, by the way. It was an ironic erection.
I thought it was just, but just you were doing a bit.
I was doing a bit. And I thought because it was a dude down there, it would not be considered.
But why was he in your crotch area to
He was, like, doing something with the dog area down there. And I was, like, seated right there. And I just thought it would be funny. Oh, wouldn't it be funny if I not only had an erection here, but a powerful one?
Yeah.
That was the bit, right?
Powerful's the word. Yeah,
powerful's the funny part, right?
Right.
I vote explicit on that.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But it was like, oh, we can't ever use that. Oh, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
I physically got scared.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I give the projection of a powerful man. So if I'm talking about the erection, it's scary.
He was accused that we were going to lose the license to broadcast.
Oh, that was
And
do
I
we
was
have a
like,
license for that?
Maybe we just don't post the video.
That's what I was saying. Don't post the video sounds.
It's
good.
A medical it's 10 term, seconds of tape,
right? Isn't it? I don't see
it's
why that would
term.
Be.
It's a real I don't think it's explicit. Yeah.
Okay, Keen, we're doing a podcast. That's my son, Keen, everybody.
Hi, Keen. Hey. How are you?
Hey. But you are more than welcome to go between my wife, my son, and my powerful erection.
Yeah?
The whole black family is involved.
All right, you can go upstairs and use the bathroom.
I think there's a restroom right across
the barn
doors. Through the barn doors and
I
second door on the left.
I ruined your pod off for potty issues.
Second,
great. Did you just say I just ruined your podcast with potty issues?
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah, that was so well laid.
Not explicit.
Is
wait,
a result.
Can I get a second door to my left?
Second door on the left. Second door. Straight down. Yep, straight.
So
right back.
I'm going to show you. I am in a room full of now four stand-up comics, apparently.
Yes.
And, the kid makes me laugh.
Yeah.
For the first time.
I mean, he's... What can I say? He's far more charming than this.
What? What do you got here?
I got nothing.
Look, are you now a stand-up comic too? So I have four stand-up comics, and
I don't know. What's
a kid
the
makes
definition?
Me laugh. That was hilarious.
Kids are funny.
My potty break ruined your podcast,
which was funny.
Kids funny.
I don't think I have to win the contest. I think to achieve that title.
Nah.
What contest?
Oh, I'm in a contest at the Comic Strip Live in
Bravo.
New York.
Nice.
How about that? So I get a 5-minute set.
Okay.
On May 21st.
And who are you competing against?
It's the funniest reporter in New York contest. I do it every year. 15
love minutes. It.
And so six other guys in media.
But
one
you,
moment, I think, well, right?
But at
just
least one
moment. At least
one.
But Bill, you have gotten up and done stand-up. You are putting together a set, and you're doing time at comedy clubs to do your set. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're a stand-up regardless.
You're a ringer. You should win this thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of pressure on you
win.
Now.
There's a ton of pressure. Yeah. Because if I lose, I'll be mocked.
Who are
aggressive.
The judges? Do we
There'll be
the
powerful
judges?
Mocking. The judges were in the email, right? But I didn't see it. You all right? You good? He found the bathroom.
Yeah, he found a corner. Either way, he's good.
Oh <my God.
laughs> I had a thought. I figured, let me guide him right to the door.
Okay.
Right to
I
the
think
door.
That's,
yeah.
So you're right. So I don't know. But either way, I think the point is well taken that there are at least three very funny people here.
And the kid makes me laugh.
It's the kid that makes you
laugh. Yeah, I mean, he's a bundle of cute. Look at that kid.
Hey, why is that talking about me?
We're not talking about you. We're talking about another cute kid, not you. There's
his
one.
His shirt says.
Now I don't feel nice.
He has a shirt
Now I don't feel the world again.
Accepted? Loved?
Accepted.
He's got a shirt that says, come to the dork side,
we have pie.
Pie.
That's great.
And it's the pie is the pie symbol. The pie but you should know that I have a matching shirt. that I did not wear, but we generally wear a matching shirt there, and we say, come to the dork side with us. It's a good way to make sure that he'll have no friends going forward.
I think he's done very well with that.
Very worried he'd be popular.
Do you have matching powerful erections?
Not yet.
Good.
Not yet. We're still waiting for him to start shutting the door to watch television.
I think that whole conversation is awkward. Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually going to move a little bit. Just slightly.
You know what? Just bringing it back to the idea of speaking millennial, I do think that there is a difference in how the younger kids reacted at Chasing News versus how you reacted to that joke. And even you, Jessica, where you had a clear mind to go, well, you just don't post it.
Yeah.
Whereas the other reaction is,
right, you didn't shrink.
We're losing everything. Everything is now destroyed.
Everything is destroyed because you said erection.
Yep. We're just going to spiral down into nothing.
You handled it well. You're just like, don't post it.
Yeah. It got quite the reaction. Well,
you actually had an adult reaction.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Right? But it was a measured adult
reaction.
Everyone
was like, what did he say? Let's have him repeat it. We had a whole discussion of if it was appropriate or not.
Yeah. You had to repeat it because I didn't hear it the first time.
And he felt embarrassed leaving because he was like,
did you?
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to. Well, because
own it.
I own it, but I have played colleges before, and I've performed. And you guys perform at colleges too, and you know that there is the target for what's offensive moves, and they don't tell you.
Yes.
So all of a sudden, I mean, I read a thing about RuPaul, and RuPaul used to have in her Drag Race show, she would put out females instead of emails, and it was just a cute little pun that she would use. Now, this is RuPaul, who's a drag queen.
Yeah.
And the trans community got very mad at RuPaul for using that pun, where they said, that's you're demeaning us by having females or using the word tranny or anything like that. And her response was, well, yeah, but I'm RuPaul. Like, the reason why the trans community has a face is because... because of me, and they're like, too bad, we're
mad
at you.
Aren't you allowed to make jokes if you are of the group?
Like, I think you used to make
Italian jokes.
I think you
You're
used to
make any jokes anymore.
No jokes?
No.
What about cruise ships?
Oh,
Disney
I've never been on a cruise ship before.
Yeah, it's gotta
be super
clean.
I've never taken a cruise either. Really?
Wear that as a badge of honor.
Have all three of you gone on a cruise?
I've never been on a cruise.
I've been on a million of them.
I've seen Titanic.
I've performed at a bunch of cruises. Good.
Money's all right.
Good.
Well, the money's good. Plus, you get a cruise.
Well, the number of guys who are willing and able to do 45 minutes Disney clean and put up with the fact that, you know, people are coming in on scooters to eat at a buffet.
Right, with their Mickey Mouse hats on.
Right, and that your job is to now, and we all go in going, I'm not going to do buffet jokes. I'm not going to be the guy doing buffet jokes.
Yeah.
Because that's wind up doing 28 minutes of buffet jokes, because if you say anything else, you're going to get kicked off the boat.
Because they're inside jokes, and everybody gets them, and they love you when you make fun of the toilet and everything else. And, you know.
What's wrong with the toilet?
There's a whole culture.
Because they're very powerful. Right? You've never been on a cruise
ship. I've never been on a cruise ship.
A lot of suction. You know.
More powerful than an erection most of the time.
Yeah, it sounds very. You have not seen my erection.
Well, I apologize.
But
the evening is still young.
So your point is well taken, and the transgender community needs to grow a dick. Hello, everybody. There it is.
There's the E.
There we go. And we get the E for explicit.
There it is.
Tom, have you heard the expression that it doesn't count on a cruise ship? Like, if you do something happy or bad?
That's not an actual rule. I mean, that's I've seen guys completely steal other people's material. I've seen cruise directors pirate jokes from like 10 different comics and have their own show late at night.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Sell their own CD after the show. And it's, God.
I feel like that's not right.
It isn't right.
It isn't right, but it's like the whole idea of the open seas. So, you know,
maritime.
Do you get a cabin? Like your own cabin? Or you have a room closet? Or
it depends on the
are there any
cruise.
People my age on the cruise?
The ones working it are usually people your age from other countries. Right.
So we have an awkward end to the podcast here.
We do?
Are we going to bring up the powerful erection again? Because that'd be a great
All four of us got one. So let's do this. We have to go judge a chef contest.
I can't stand up right now because I have a powerful
This is the problem. The only one that's going to leave the table now is Gus.
Yeah, mine's relatively weak.
Oh, you're all right? You're okay.
Very weak.
All right. So what do you plug at the end of the podcast? Because they're already listening to it, so that clearly they found it.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends to go to Speaking
In May, Millennial. You got to go to the Comic Strip Live and watch Bill win the competition.
May 21st, Comic Strip
the
Live.
The funniest reporter in New York.
But before you do that, go to speakingmillennial.com and subscribe.
Yeah.
Oh, and then follow us on Twitter. I'm at Bill Spadia. Jessica's at Chasing Jess Nutt. J-U-R.
At J Black Comedy.
J Black Comedy. Tom?
At Tom Cutter Comic.
At Chip Chantry.
Outstanding.
Thanks, guys. At Powerful Erection. That would have been the
that would have been it right there.
See you soon.
You guys are so funny.
Bryn.